If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. There is no putting a shine on this. The weather for this morning's rush is lousy.
It's not going to be a pleasant rush hour by any means. There's going to be a heavy rain, reduced visibility, a lot of splashing of water from cars, ponding of water, maybe some localized minor flooding.
Meteorologist Ray Martin with the National Weather Service says things should actually get much better later this morning, though thunderstorms could return for the ride home. Prince William County's school board chairman is suing the school board to get access to his predecessor's email.
I'm not sure exactly what he's looking for.
School board member Allison Satterwhite. Chairman Ryan Sawyers did not respond to WMAL's request for comment, but tells Inside Nova he wants former chair Milton John's emails to get a better understanding of issues the school board handles. Satterwhite says Sawyers is pulling all the stops to get what she calls unprecedented access to the emails.
He has been bullying, intimidating, and I believe there's been some retaliation against staff, and it's completely unacceptable behavior.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump made his first return home to New York last night since taking office so he could attend a dinner with the Prime Minister of Australia. But he was still clearly relishing the GOP victory in the House on health care.
The Republicans are very united, like seldom before. I mean, you see that today. The Republicans came together all of a sudden 2 days ago. It was like magic. They just came together. They're very, very united. Every group, from Freedom Caucus to Tuesday to every single group. A lot of groups.
The bill passed the House by 4 votes and now heads to the Senate, where even Republicans say a lot of the bill needs a rewrite. Arizona's John McCain says it also needs a score from the Congressional Budget Office, something it did not get in the House.
I don't try to tell the House of Representatives how they should conduct themselves, but I know that's not going to be acceptable here in the Senate.
You know what's not acceptable to insurance companies? Obamacare, the D.C. area's largest health insurer, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield, says it'll have to request increases in premiums across the region by up to 50% next year after taking $600 million in losses. The company's chief executive says there are just not enough healthy people in the pool to offset a growing number of sick patients who need coverage. The news comes a day after Aetna announced plans to pull out of individual coverage in Virginia. Alexandria residents will be paying about $450 million more on average in property taxes and fees next year after the city council passed a spending plan that gives it the highest base tax rate in Northern Virginia. Mayor Allison Silverberg was the only person on the council to say no.
I feel that this is too much, and that we had options that were presented to us that we could have taken a different course.
The higher taxes will pay for school enrollment, infrastructure, and metro. It's Cinco de Mayo, and if you're planning on celebrating with a margarita or two, make sure you can get home safely.
Like on most major holidays, the Washington Regional Alcohol Program is working to make sure those who drink too much don't get behind the wheel by offering free rides home.
This is meant to be a safety valve to these high-risk, high-alcohol consumption periods, and obviously Cinco de Mayo is one of them.
The organization's Kurt Erickson says they're now using Lyft to get people home. All you have to do is request a ride through the app and use the code CINCODC, whether you're a new Lyft user or have used the program before. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,951. The Nasdaq NASDAQ at 60-75. In sports, the Wizards blow out the Celtics in a game that featured 8 technical fouls and 3 ejections. The Wiz now trail Boston 2-1 in the best-of-7 series. The Nats beat the D-backs. The Orioles beat the Red Sox. WMAL News Time, 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And another accident on the Virginia Beltway. We just keep getting these accidents. Take it easy heading out and about this morning. Both crashes will be on the left side, Inner Loop and Tyson's, as you come up to Route 7. Outer Loop before the toll road. Again, left side there for that crash. On 66, about the volume through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and now as you approach the Beltway. Maryland 95, accident involved the overturned. North on 95, north of 198. For 270, between Falls and Montrose coming southbound, we had the incident that was along the right side. Definitely a distraction there. We've been with lanes open to the Wilson Bridge, but the heavy volume before St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High-speed wipers, slow-speed travels. The rain comes down hard at times through the morning hours. Stronger storms could produce some gusty winds and hail. We'll keep the occasional rain and thunderstorms in the forecast for the morning and even lingering into the afternoon. 74, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 59 in Leesburg, 58 in Hyattsville, 62 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Hours after the House pushed his health care plan forward, President Trump was praising Australia's universal health care plan. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. More busy morning here coming up in just a few minutes. Charlie Hurt with the Washington Times will join us. At 7:35, Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio. 8:05, Scott Allen with the Washington Post talk about all of our sports teams and how they are faring. At 8:15, Susan Kosiski will join us, and she's an allergy expert. And boy, have the allergies really been something? Watch. She'll tell us just how bad it's been. And at 8:35, Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Brian,
Chocolate.
So they have a big election coming up. I cannot do the entire segment in that voice.
Yeah. my French accent does not hold up.
No, nor would anyone want me to. So the French election is on Sunday, and they had a debate. Now, when they debate, I watched part of this. It had subtitles. I watched part of this. And they do, it's like a round table, but it's
So you could see everybody, but they have the two moderators sitting in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're looking at the screen, Marine Le Pen was on the left, Macron was on the right.
Okay.
All right? And they go at each other. I so wish that our politicians were more like they do more in Europe and the rest of the world, where they just go at each other and they yell at each other and everything, because it was fantastic. At one point, she called him a parasite and a liar. She called him a smirking banker. She said, "You're young on the outside, but old on the inside." And he tells her, "You stay on TV. I want to be president of the country." And she said to him, "Well, it doesn't matter, because no matter what happens, France will still have a female president."
Oh, my gosh. Now, what does that mean?
I think she was clearly taking a shot at him.
Yeah. Are they either suggesting that he is feminine, or that is it something about his wife?
Well, his wife, apparently, a little bit older.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, really? Yeah. One of those situations, eh?
He is 39 and she is 64.
Hold on, he's 39 and she's 64.
And she was his teacher. Cuckoo-ca-choo. So this would be like Vili Palau and Mary Kay Letourneau. Remember those two from, what was it, like the 80s or the 90s, those two? Remember they were driven from the public square?
Mm-hmm.
In France, they could be the first couple.
Wow.
Yeah. This would be the same as those two getting, which they are married, but him running for president. In this country would never happen. Wow. Never happen. We are way more buttoned up than the French.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are saying, hey, good for him. It's about time. This is great. 24-year age gap with his wife. So listen, I don't think that affects whether he can be a good president or not. I think his views affect whether he can be a good president or not. He is far to the left. She is more to the right. She wants to follow more the path of England. She wants to get rid of the euro and so on. And so she is looking more towards that direction. Now, I want to throw this out.
How are the polls shaping up, though?
Well, that's the thing. He is now 20. He has a 20-point lead over her in the polls. All right. So I want to throw that out there. He has a 20-point lead over her in the polls. Now, he also got a very important endorsement.
"I'm not planning to get involved in many elections now that I don't have to run for office again. But the French election is very important to the future of France and the values that we care so much about. Because the success of France matters to the entire world. I have admired the campaign that Emmanuel Macron has run. He has stood up for liberal values. He put forward a vision for the important role that France plays in Europe and around the world. And he is committed to a better future for the French people. He appeals to people's hopes and not their fears."
Is this the same president who believes that the Russians were involved in our election?
Yes. Isn't this the same president who also believed that we shouldn't meddle in foreign elections?
Yeah.
So here we go. Obama. So here's the thing. Macron is 20 points ahead in the election, and President Obama endorsed him. I have some more odd coincidences. So there's a piece out that has gotten some play. It's by The Guardian, which is a UK publication.
Right.
And they went to the hinterlands in France, to some of these small towns out in the country. And you know what they found?
What did they find?
They found that there were plenty of people willing to talk to them, but off the record, and only if their names were published, because they support Marine Le Pen.
Yeah.
And they don't want to talk about it, though. And here's what one of them said, these farmers.
Sort of sounds like another election,
doesn't
I remember.
It? Yeah. It's really weird. One of these farmers said a whole French way of life is under threat, looking at an old photograph of his father working the same farm with a horse-drawn plow. He said, "I work 70 hours a week, and I can't make a profit from my animals. It's misery. I'll be in debt until I die. And if we replace the French with immigrants, this country's whole identity will change. We've got to protect the French." Interesting.
Yeah.
So, you know, here are these people in out of the big cities across France, in the farms and in these villages, who are saying that they are voting, they support Le Pen, but they won't go on record and they won't allow their names to be published for fear of what their neighbors will say.
Mm-hmm.
So this to me sounds so familiar. This Macron is ahead in the polls. He's got an endorsement from Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who don't live in the cities are against him.
I wonder if Macron will go and campaign at the last minute in the French equivalent of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Indiana. What is it?
if he's learning a lesson from the American election, he will. Now, this may just all be a coincidence, but I thought it was really, really, really odd coincidence that all of this is happening. Now, also, to top it all off, he sued her because he's claiming that she accused her. He's accusing her of smearing him with claims that he has hidden money offshore.
Mm.
So he says that she was libeling him by spreading fake news and trying to skew the election. Can you imagine? Harry Reid would be in jail right now.
Right,
wasn't
absolutely.
Harry Reid the one
Harry
who
Reid,
said
absolutely, yeah.
Mitt Romney paid no taxes?
That's right.
And on and on. So I found it interesting, though, that the police there, though, immediately opened a criminal investigation into her.
Hmm.
Can you believe that? Whereas here, they would get up and say, well, she didn't mean to. So I can't find any reason. We investigated, and she didn't mean to smear him, and she didn't mean to libel him. So it's okay. You know, we didn't find intent. So I want you all to keep in mind those weird similarities. That is what interests me about this French election, and it will happen on Sunday.
Yeah, so I wonder what the French equivalent of the FBI is, and whether the FBI director of whatever the French organization is will be holding a press conference anytime
soon. With no intent.
With no intent, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It's 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, Mary, when I say Friday in our favor for the rush hour, that's because one day of the week where we have sometimes less commuters because of the telecommuting, but boy, when we have weather like this, it is tough, especially when doesn't look like speeds are kept down in some areas. Overturned vehicles start first on the Virginia Beltway in Tysons. One overturned, Interloop near Route 7. All that activity along the left side. A couple of fire trucks there. So everyone's slowing, mostly along the express lanes, but on the main lines, you can see everything too. Outer loop near the toll road, completely separate accident. That's along the left. Another overturned was on Interstate 95, Maryland, north of 198 in Laurel. That accident activity still there. At last check, only one lane was getting by. Crash on the southbound 270 spur. So you get the idea. You just really need to be careful as you head out and about this morning. And in areas where you hit the ponding and the high standing water, that can really be treacherous. Heading into DC 295, that's been incident free, but the volume now on the 11th Street Bridge onto the westbound freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's take a look at that WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's the Department of Territorial Security. That's what that's the French version of the FBI.
See, you feel better?
I'm a fount of knowledge. The forecast for today, thunderstorms likely, a lot of rain going to be taking place today. So be prepared, be weather aware. A few storms this afternoon could be severe. High of 74 tonight. Cloudy skies, 58. Saturday, tomorrow morning, showers will continue, but they will diminish throughout the day. And the high will be around 63. Sunday, only in the low 60s and an overnight low in the mid-40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 61 degrees, 716 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
7:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us on the line right now is our good friend Charlie Hurt with the Washington Times to help us deconstruct and understand all the things that are going on in Washington this week. Good morning to you, Charlie. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Long time no see, so it's good to talk to you here. Okay, so let's start with what happened yesterday first, and that was the passage of this measure out of the House of Representatives. Big celebration in the Rose Garden, everybody doing the high fives, and now it goes to the United States Senate. What do you think?
Well, you know, obviously this was an accomplishment for Paul Ryan to actually get something through. It was also an achievement for, I think, President Trump, because this is exactly what he promised he would do. The problem, though, is for the quote-unquote conservative party, for the Republicans in Congress, they did something truly remarkable yesterday. They united together by themselves and gave up the fight against government-run health care. We now have two parties in Congress, both of whom have now wholly supported the notion that we should have health care in this country brought to you by the VA and the post office. And, you know, and the problem for them going forward is, if it, and of course the key is what you just said, Ryan, if it passes the Senate, and you and I both know that the likelihood of it's going to definitely get dinged up pretty good between now and when the House votes on it again. But if it does pass, you know, the problem is, Then Republicans own it, and they're going to have to go into the 2018 elections. They can't just blame it all on Democrats anymore. Now they own part of this, and all the people that are then going to be unhappy with the new version of Obamacare,
you're going to
take it out on Republicans.
You've gone on record as calling it the second worst socialized medicine bill in American history.
It is, and that's a and I, you know, it, that's a tremendous achievement to Barack Obama, because when all of this started, you know, the Republicans stood in lockstep against the notion that the federal government should be the one rationing and dealing with health care, and he just won them all over to his side, and that's a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah, but we know, Charlie, that whenever you institute any kind of entitlement program in this country, it never goes away and it never gets smaller. This is at least making it smaller, and I agree with you. I would love to see healthcare be like my car insurance.
Yeah.
I would love it to see be portable. It belongs to me. It doesn't belong to my employer. They can sell. I can, you know, buy from insurance companies all across the country, and it's my choice. If I choose not to, when I get in an accident, well, then I'm on the hook.
Yeah.
So I would love to see that happen. But Obamacare has had 7 years to weasel its way into America, and so it's not going to come out. And we know that the best we can do is kind of tame the beast. And there are a lot of taxes that were associated with Obamacare that were repealed that I think people are going to start to see in their wallets. And when you see that money coming back into your wallets, for instance, a 3.8% surtax on investment income, that was abolished. The medical tax device, prescription medicine tax that is now gone. It's going to be trillions. They estimate over $1 trillion in savings that are money that's going to come back to the American people. That's going to be a plus for the Republicans.
And one of the biggest things that I in my column today, I give kudos to them for this. I think it's probably one of the most positive achievements out of Congress in 10 years is the Medicare savings that are included in this by giving states more control
right
over how that money is spent. That's the first entitlement reform that we have seen that could save literally you know, billions and billions every single year, and so you are absolutely right. But the most important thing is what you said at the beginning there, which is the moment that Democrats gave us Obamacare, wise political watchers knew that we would never say goodbye to this
right.
this program.
Can I ask you about the spending bill that has passed both the House and Senate now that keeps the government alive? I was so disappointed in this because I felt like we really passed up the wonderful opportunity to really affect change right now rather than in September.
Yeah, no, it's another example of that of Congress, you know, kicking the can down the road, obviously. And the problem is, you know, that you know, at some point you have to stop doing that. And this is, you know, this was an amazing change election last November. People are fed up, and at some point you have to make those hard decisions. And the idea that they blink once, that they flinch once and say they don't want to make the hard decision, well, do you really think they're going to make the hard decision in a few months from now? I have a lot less faith that they will now than I did before they once again kicked the can down the road.
It's closer to the midterms. The closer we get to the midterms, the less and less
exactly
likely they are to do anything.
Exactly.
Jimmy Kimmel took to the airwaves and made an impassioned plea, and it had to do with the health of his young son.
If your baby is going to die, and it doesn't have to, it shouldn't matter how much money you make. I think that's something that, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or something else, we all agree on that, right? I mean, we do.
Yeah, his larger case was, you know, let's not mess with health care because, you know, my son needed good health care and every parent should have it. And you had a few choice words for him.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, everybody wants children to be covered. Everybody, you know, the whole goal here is that we get good, affordable health coverage for all people. The argument the conservatives make is that, well, Obamacare, the federal government is not the way to do that, and it's provable that that is not a long-term viable way of doing it. Just look at Obamacare. And for him to come out and take this heart-wrenching story that every parent had to shed a tear over and to turn it into a political cudgel to beat anyone who opposes government-run health care. It's like, and then on top of the fact, you know, he doesn't know anything about health care. He hasn't studied any of this stuff. And for him to come over into the political arena with this sad story, all aimed at shutting down any dissent, I just have no patience for it. And I think it's bullying, and I know that it's unpopular, and I know that it's it makes people very uncomfortable. But I will never cede that ground and not stand up to some guy that says, oh well, you know, if you're a decent person, you'll get behind this government program.
All right.
If you're not a decent person.
We got to leave it right there, Charlie Hurt. Thank you so much. Good to have you, my friend.
Thank you.
It is now 7:24 on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, the older you get, the busier life becomes. It just happens. And what used to be a simple trip to mom's for Mother's Day, it's just not easy anymore. Now, there's no substitute for spending time with mom on her special day, but you can still show her you care with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers is giving you an exclusive 24 for 24 offer. 24 multicolored roses for $24. That's only $1 per rose. And all you have to do is pick your delivery date. You let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. Your mom will receive a beautiful mix of roses in a rainbow of colors. And they are guaranteed to surprise all of the moms in your life. 24 multicolored roses for only $24. It's an amazing offer, but it expires today. Don't miss the opportunity to show mom just how much you miss her with 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 24 stunning multicolored roses, they're gorgeous, for only $24, just go to 1-800-Flowers.com. You click the radio icon and you enter the code Mary. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. The code is Mary, M-A-R-Y, and you better hurry up because this offer ends today.
Hey, let's see what's going on with traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
No rushing around. Boy, we are just drenched this morning. Accidents. We'll start first on 270 south near Middlebrook Road. Had the incident south of that between Falls and Montrose. Now one on the spur on the northbound side. So you're slow in each direction on that stretch of 270. Now into Virginia. Your delays near River Road take you across the Legion Bridge to the crash before you get to the toll road along the left side. One overturned on the inner loop side heading through Tyson's near Route 7 along the express lanes. However, everyone can see it, and with lanes blocked, everyone's crowded to the right. Again, that's the Beltway Inner Loop in the Tysons area on the westbound side of the Southeast Southwest Freeway. As you come off of the 11th Street Bridge, 295, now we're getting bunched up in each direction to get onto the freeway past the 3rd Street Tunnel, scene of the crash there. Heads up, if you're leaving Mount Pleasant and you normally take Klingel Road over to Connecticut Avenue, Klingel Road is closed at Adams Mill Road down Tree. If you're coming from Connecticut Avenue, one lane on Klingel Road will get you back. Sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline, learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere this morning. Rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 61 degrees at 727.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, it's been 2 months since my LASIK and raindrop procedure with Dr. Mark Whitten, and it is nothing short of remarkable. My distance and reading vision are great. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation today at whittenlasereye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's whittenlasereye.com. This will be a game changer for you. It has been for me.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly, America's luxury brand. Let us chauffeur you with complimentary pickup and delivery. Lincoln Black Label lets you select the texture and color of your leather. Choose from the array of beautiful wood grains and modern interiors. And only Ted Britt Lincoln gives you our exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. As America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln proudly salutes our troops. Shop us online at TedBrittLincolnofChantilly.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to hear from Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. Time for the news, 7:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. A day after Aetna announced plans to pull out of the individual insurance market in Virginia, the region's largest health insurance provider is warning that it'll be asking for massive premium increases for next year. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield wants to raise rates by more than 50% in Maryland, 35% in Northern Virginia, and nearly 30% in the district. The company projects a $600 million loss over the past 4 years, caused by a pool of beneficiaries that's getting sicker without a pool of healthy customers to help defray the costs. Problems like those are what prompted the GOP House to finally pass a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare, but Congress is still far, far away from actually doing that. First, the Senate wants a score for what the House bill will actually cost.
The Congressional Budget Office is expected to come up with that score in 2 weeks or so, and then the Senate process will take several weeks after that. They say specifically that their process is not going to be rushed, that they will go ahead, it will be deliberative, and they will look for areas of compromise. Once that's done, that bill will go back to the House where the debate will start all over again.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. About 1,500 businesses in Manassas are getting an unexpected tax refund after the city discovered it had been charging a higher tax rate than state law allows for the past 3 years. The refunds will average out to $570 per business. The city will lose about $850,000 in revenue. In Alexandria, the money's taking a more traditional direction out of taxpayers' pockets and into the city's coffers. The city council's passed a 6% tax increase to help pay for growing school enrollment, sewer repairs, and metro costs. The average homeowner will shell out just over $450 extra next year. Assisted suicides back before the D.C. City Council today as lawmakers consider a bill to pay for the Death with Dignity program. The bill became law in February.
Congress decided to make this an issue when this funding came up during the course of the law becoming effective.
Matt Whitaker is with the group Compassion and Choices, which supports the program. Since the use of federal funds is prohibited, city council members will look to use local tax revenue. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,951, the NASDAQ at 6075. In sports, the Wizards blow out the Celtics, the Nationals beat the D-backs, the Orioles beat the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain,
illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit medstargeorgetown.org/ckcancer.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code radio. That's promo code radio. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone. We'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and license your information.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health insurance company and other factors not available in all states.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com.
7:36 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway still struggling. Tyson's area with the crash overturned vehicle involved. Inner loop as you're coming northbound. North of 66 toward Tyson's near Route 7. Stay right to get by the activity. Outer loop, completely separate accident. Before you get to the toll road, that's mostly confined. Looks like to the left shoulder now, but you still see a bunch of activity. Slows coming across the Legion Bridge and essentially really off of 270. Northbound side, 270 spur. That crash near Democracy Boulevard had been to the shoulder. So an unusual inner loop slowdown right as you cross the Legion Bridge, and then that continues up toward the 270 spur. Just get ready for that. On Maryland 95, north of 198, northbound with the overturned vehicle accident cleanup continues there. And heading through town across the inbound 11th Street Bridge, jammed to get to the westbound freeway. Please allow plenty of braking distance. I have a car in front of you this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere this morning. The rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 60 in Centerville, 61 in Waldorf, 64 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
And good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL on this Friday morning. Joining us later in the show, Scott Allen from the Washington Post will be with us. Susan Kosiski, she is an allergy expert to talk about this miserable allergy season. And Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner joining us as well. We have a full plate for you. I'm Mary Walter sitting here with Brian Wilson.
Are 217 and A's are 213. The bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table. And with that, yesterday, health care passed the House of Representatives, and the measure now moves over to your United States Senate, where, you know, who knows what will happen. But anyway, big celebration at the White House yesterday. Here's the President of the United States.
And this is, make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it.
Everybody was there, and everybody was happy, and the high fives are going all around. Big celebration because the House did something about Obamacare. How do you feel about this? Are you as excited as the President is, as the members of the House seem to be, or do you have some reservations about what yet is to come? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is an accomplishment. I mean, it was such a heavy lift in the House of Representatives. Remember, they needed 216 votes to pass this. They got 217.
Better than we were expecting. Silver lining.
One more vote than we needed.
That's all. It doesn't matter.
There were 193 Democrats that voted against it, and 20 Republicans. 20 Republicans who voted against the measure, including Barbara Comstock in our area. Here is Nancy Pelosi talking about this yesterday on the floor, and she had some things to say. She thinks this is the end of the world as we know it.
Some of you have said, well, they'll fix it in the Senate. But you have every provision of this bill tattooed on your forehead. You will glow in the dark on this one.
Glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark.
Well, on the upside, she was coherent.
Yeah, she was.
You know,
she was
actually, pretty low.
She wasn't slurring her words as she has in recent days. So, how do you feel about it? Are you as happy as everybody seems to be on the Republican side in the House? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let me just throw a word of caution in here, and you know, I don't want to be Debbie Downer after this big measure has passed the House of Representatives, but there is some very heavy lifting to go ahead in the days ahead in the United States Senate. Look, there's a couple of different ways this could go. In one way, you would only need 51 votes, but it's a real question as to whether or not they can get all 51 or 52 Republicans in the Senate to go along with the measure that's been passed by the House. Most everybody I've talked to believes that whatever came out of the House will not be the final bill that emerges. There will be dramatic changes made by the United States Senate. There's another philosophy that says you'll need 60 votes, and it may indeed be that would then require that you find 8 Democrats, and you got to come up with language that 8 Democrats could be happy about. One way or the other, it then will probably have to go back to the House for another vote and then eventually make its way to the President's desk. And I just want to say that we're very early in this process. And for me, I thought it was a little unusual to see a big celebration in the Rose Garden. I don't ever remember a celebration in the Rose Garden simply because one body of Congress has passed a bill.
You make it sound like there was a bouncy house and cotton candy, you know, and then a keg for the parents. That's not what it was.
No,
they said, we did it.
Mary, in the tradition of this town, you celebrate when a piece of legislation becomes law. You celebrate when it's done. And this is like saying, hey, we should just have a victory parade because the Caps are ahead in the first period of this game against the Penguins.
When was the last time the Republicans got to go to a birthday party? Seriously, when was the last time they ever got a goodie bag? Let them have it.
All I'm saying is, it's not over yet, and don't walk away thinking that it is. Greg and Olney, you're on with Brian and Mary. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, Brian, Mary. Yeah, something I haven't heard you talk about this morning was that apparently Planned Parenthood funding was reduced by 80% under this bill. So I'm happy to hear that if it's true. But again, it's all about the details. You know, that's one of the things that concerns me is, you know, what are the details in this plan?
Yeah. And be honest with you, we're only now beginning to get a lot of the details. This was almost one of those things. It wasn't quite as bad as Nancy Pelosi saying, you have to pass the bill to find out what's in it. But really, I got to be honest with you, as we were heading into this vote, it was not clear to a lot of people what exactly had been agreed to. We're getting more of that information today. Ed in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you think, Ed?
I think that this is another example of government overreach. Nothing anybody does in Washington is going to work. You can't govern 330 million people as diverse and as geographically distant as the United States of America. We need to have individuals govern their own affairs, because you get the most value at the lowest cost when the individual spends his own money on the services and goods that he enjoys himself. When you have a distant bureaucrat or politician spending other people's money,
yep,
making decisions that don't affect them, that's absurd. You get the least value, the least cost. At least slaves in antebellum period had the courage and the sense to fight their yeah, their captors, their slave masters. What we're doing is we're building our own chains and handing it to them.
Ed, thank you so much. I agree with him. And just very quickly, the bill will prevent Planned Parenthood from receiving funding through mandatory federal funding streams, primarily Medicaid, for exactly one calendar year after the president signs it.
All right. Of course, that's in the House bill, not in the final bill. More of your calls straight ahead, 744 on WMAL.
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by the Virginia Beach Patriotic Festival. This Monday, May 8th, is the anniversary of VE Day. On that date in 1945, the World War II Allies formally accepted the unconditional surrender of the armed forces of Nazi Germany. In the U.S., President Harry Truman, who turned 61 that day, dedicated the victory to the memory of his predecessor, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who had died less than a month earlier.
To get ready for your Virginia Beach summer vacation, replace the stressful sounds of your life with the Virginia Beach sounds you love. Like traffic. Now it's a day at the beach.
Oh, hey, kids in the back seat. I mean, friendly dolphins on a kayak tour.
It's time to get your Virginia Beach on. Start at visitvirginiabeach.com and rock out on the sand with Old Dominion, Darius Rucker, and Jake Owen at the Virginia Beach Patriotic Festival, June 2nd through 4th. Admission is free with VIP tickets for purchase.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Listen, stay tuned. We're going to be joined in just a moment by Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Right now, 7:45, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and to update you on the Virginia Beltway Interloop crash near Route 7, that's mostly confined. Well, it still looks like it blocks the crowds of the left lane and the express lane, but everybody coming off of 95 through Annandale to Tyson's jammed outer loop crash near the toll road. That had been confined to the left shoulder. Now, each direction of the Beltway between the Legion Bridge and the 270 spur, boy, we're bunched up. Had the northbound crash that's on the spur near Democracy Boulevard. That's what's caused those big delays. Plenty of braking distance is essential this morning. Watch for ponding, high standing water. Suitland Parkway inbound. Now we have the delays inbound to get you past Alabama Avenue. Outbound had a bit of volume there as well with a report of a crash. And on New York Avenue coming inbound, also slow to get you past West Virginia Montana Avenues with a report of an accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel 4.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere this morning. Rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 60 degrees at 747 on WMAL. We're talking about the health care vote yesterday in the House of Representatives. And joining us on the line now is Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, who is the founder of the Conservative Freedom Caucus. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, guys. Good to be with you.
All right. So are you happy? I mean, there was a big celebration at the White House yesterday. Do you feel like you passed a good measure that can, you know, hold up in the Senate?
Yeah, well, we'll see about the Senate, but we're certainly pleased that it passed. We're pleased because I think it's going to help with the premiums that Americans have been paying for the last several years. Hopefully those are going to come down. We believe they will for those states who actually get this waiver option, which is now part of the legislation. So it's a win for the American people, but there is, make no mistake, there's more work to do, because this is not a full repeal of Obamacare, but it's a good start, and let's keep working and further help the American people and keep our promise.
Is there anything, if you could have your ideal bill, that you would like to see put in this bill?
Well, I would love to have the things we've talked about, allowing interstate shopping for insurance. It's not this legislation. allowing easier formation of association health plans. I mean, think about it. The purchasing power that big employers have in the group market versus the individual. So if individuals come together, say, out here where I'm from in Western Ohio, if anyone in the Farm Bureau could come together as an association and have purchasing power negotiating with insurance company for better rates for the families who are part of that plan, that's the kind of thing we think makes sense as well. So those innovations need to happen. But this is, as I said, a good start, and we do believe it will begin to lower premiums for families.
I don't want to get off in the weeds too much, but is it your sense that this will be considered in the Senate under the Byrd rule, which would only require then 51 votes? Or is this going to do that, it has to be score out to be a reduction in the deficit.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah. So that's the whole reason we took this, quote, reconciliation route, is because you don't have to get the 60-vote hurdle in the Senate. I'm frustrated with the Senate rules, frankly, but that's the reason we want this approach, and trying to find 8 Democrat senators to go along with repealing most of Obamacare is not going to be easy. I think probably impossible. So you had to go this route if you're going to get rid of this law, like we told the American people we were going to do.
And do you anticipate that what comes out of the Senate is something that will then be acceptable to members of the Freedom Caucus? Because as you know, the bill will be very different when it comes back.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? What I do know is that over the last 8-10 weeks, the intense debate that conservatives waged on this bill made the bill better. Because we were so focused and were so intense about making this a better piece of legislation, every single tax increase that was put in under Obamacare is gone right away. The requirement for able-bodied folks in the Medicaid expansion population, there's a work component now that's in the legislation because conservatives pushed so hard. And, of course, this waiver option, which says that if states go after that, they can get out from under those regulations, which we know, and healthcare policy experts know, are driving up premiums for middle-class and working-class families.
And what do you say to the left with the people who are screaming, I've seen it all over, congratulations, you just voted to take healthcare away from 24 million people?
No, I mean, look, what we're voting to do is bring down premiums. What we're voting to do is relieve them from this thing called Obamacare. Never forget, when Obamacare was passed, remember all the false statements we were told? Like your plan, keep your plan. Like your doctor, keep your doctor. We were told premiums were going to go down, for goodness sake. We were told by the president, they were going to go down on average $2,500. We were told the deductibles were going to go down. We were even told that the website was going to work. Remember that one? We were told the website was secure. We were told these co-ops that were created were going to be this wonderful thing. 23 of them created. 18 of them have already went bankrupt. So every single thing they told the American people to pass Obamacare turned out to be false. What we're trying to do is give relief from that while protecting those families who have a tough health condition in their family, the pre-existing condition issue. We're protecting from that, but we got to be able to bring down premiums and bring back affordable insurance. And that's what we've been focused on throughout this debate. And we think the bill that passed yesterday is a good first step in achieving those goals.
Now, there was singing on the floor of the House yesterday, Na 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 Na, Hey Hey Goodbye, that song by Steam. And I'm trying to figure out, was that the Republicans singing to the Democrats, hey, here goes Obamacare, or was it the Democrats singing to the Republicans?
No, it was the Democrats singing to the Republicans, and frankly, I think it's poor form. I don't know that the American people want their elected representatives on the floor of the House of Representatives, where so many weighty issues that have been debated over the years, to have that kind of activity taking place on an important issue like bringing down insurance costs for American families. But the Democrats chose to act that way, and that's how it played out. But I don't think that's, frankly, the appropriate decorum for the United States House of Representatives.
I agree.
Well, we'll have to leave it right there. And we really appreciate you checking in with us. Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. Thanks again. It is now 7:52 on WMAL.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring soon, tune in Sunday afternoons at 3 for The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services on WMAL.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, mom will love an unforgettable gift from Shari's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping.
Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 3000. That's berries.com special code 3000. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged or your money back. Order today and you can get double the berries for just $10 more. Order now because Mother's Day is next week and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 3000. That's berries.com special code 3000.
It is now 7:53. Let's check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Susan Lee.
Hey, good morning. You know, it's not just Cinco de Mayo. It's also Jobs Friday, as investors are waiting for the monthly jobs reports out in a little more than half an hour's time, so 8:30 Eastern time. And it could set the tone for early trading today. Futures are mixed right now. The March unemployment rate was 4.5%, which is the lowest in a decade, so that's something that we're closely watching. And after plunging to a five-month low yesterday, crude oil is trading slightly lower again this morning. Stocks to watch today: IBM, Big Blue. It's lost the confidence of one of its biggest investors, Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett. He tells CNBC that he sold around a third of his shares. Omaha is hopping this weekend for the company's annual shareholders meeting. 40,000 are expected to attend, and it would cost you $250,000 to get a suite at Churchill Downs this weekend. If you could get one, that is. They're all sold out. It's all to watch today's Kentucky Oaks and then tomorrow's iconic Kentucky Derby. The Run for the Roses winning purse for tomorrow is $2 million. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Boy, Brian, the heavy rain's definitely an issue for the morning rush hour and leaving Mount Pleasant a downed tree. The issue blocking Klingle Road as you come up from Adams Mill Road, so you cannot use Klingle heading over, say, toward Connecticut Avenue. If you're coming from Connecticut Avenue on Klingle, one lane is open, so that will work in through Mount Pleasant in that stretch. Boy, it's heavy everywhere. Let me see it. Around the Beltway, Virginia, with the crash interloop near Route 7 along the left side that had involved an overturn. So definitely a lot to check out. Each direction, essentially between the toll road and the spur, were jammed. Had the crash northbound on the 270 spur near Democracy. Southbound, the heavy rush hour, really as you come out of the Gaithersburg and Germantown area. On 95 Maryland, Laurel, northbound north of 198, also had an overturned vehicle in that stretch. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain and thunderstorms here, not going anywhere. This morning, rain falls heavily at times. Stronger storms are possible, especially as we go through the afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 60 degrees, and there is a lot of rain coming down as we speak. It's now at 7:56 on WMAL.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're going to be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With two-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Our family is known for collecting things, bicycles, sports equipment, camping supplies, and it all ends up in our backyard. Oh, and our six dogs. A neighbor insisted we have Long Fence come install a privacy fence so we don't lose anything. So thoughtful. I went to longfence.com, got a free estimate, and now we have a beautiful custom privacy fence to keep all of our collections safe and out of sight. Thanks, neighbor.
Everything we do makes a difference.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL.
Susan Kaziski will be joining us. She is an allergy expert, and she's going to tell you why you're so miserable right now.
And we'll talk sports with Scott Allen of the Washington Post. It's all straight ahead right here in the 8 o'clock.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.